I'm Lillian Wu, Fox News Radio, and this is Fox and Food. We're talking to the chef nicknamed the winningest man in barbecue, Myron Mixon, on meat and smoking and ribs and everything else he wants to share with us. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
One of the first things that a lot of people always don't do is when they get a new smoker, and most people always want to buy new smokers around holidays or when summer gets here. And they don't really learn how to use the smoker very well before they invite all their friends and family over. And I tell people all the time they need to go in and learn their piece of equipment, know what it will do, what it won't do, and how the temperature runs on the smokers they buy or the grills they buy. A lot of times that people do when they're grilling outside, they overcook the meat. Everybody wants to make sure everything's done, and I understand that, but one of the best tools they can ever purchase, and it's very cheap to buy, most of them around $10 a piece, is an internal meat thermometer. It's always cooking meat by internal temperatures. You'll always have it done, and you'll never overcook it. Like chicken, when you white meat, about 160 like your breast meat. Legs and thighs, somewhere around the 180, 185 mark. But, you know, a lot of times people go in there, they get the outside charred, still raw on the inside. If they're using a meat thermometer, they'll wind up with good cooked meat and not overcooked.
So how do you cook it without absolutely burning the outside and get it okay on the inside?
Well, that comes under fire management. I mean, or under the guise of being able to control your flame, whether it's on gas, whether it's with charcoal. And the thing about it is that comes under the first thing I said. Learn your smoke. Learn how to cook with it. You know, when you're doing burgers and dogs, you always want a hotter heat, somewhere around 500 degrees or hotter. When you start smoking or cooking things, you need a longer time to cook, like chicken, ribs, pork butts, brisket even. You got to run the temperature somewhere around 225 to 250 to really be able to manage the fire, get the meat done, but not overcook it. Well, the thing about, I mean, I use charcoal a lot, you know, when I'm doing things around the house, and I use a lot of fluid sometimes. And, you know, you don't want to oversaturate it, but the thing about it is on the structs on the back, it tells you always when you light this charcoal off, especially when you're using fluids, make sure that what coals turn white all over before you ever put any meat on there. That lets you know that the fluid has never been burned off. You're not going to have any residual flavors to come onto the meat. Mm-hmm. And it's basically follow directions on the bag and on the can of fluid. I mean, make sure those coals are white before you put anything on that grill. Probably the first piece of meat anybody learns how to cook is always chicken, and I love good chicken. You know, if you want to get into our health aspect of it, it's probably one of the healthier pieces of meat that you can cook, you know, on a smoker or on a grill. And it's not hard to do. And there's so many recipes to do it with. I mean, you can do it where you give it an Asian flavor, where you can use some of the teriyaki sauce and stuff like that as you marinate, or just keep it straightforward where you put a good barbecue rub on. But it's one of the easier foods to cook, and it's easiest to cook when you do it in pieces instead of trying to do a whole bird or even a half. If you would get the pieces, the legs, the thighs, the breast, or you know, the wings, and do them separate, it makes it a lot easier to get them done. It makes it a lot easier to control your fire to turn out with good meat.
I love ribs.
Well, the easiest way to do ribs is probably what they call a 3-2-1 method. And that's where you put them on your smoker, somewhere around 225 degrees to 250. You cook them for 3 hours out in the smoke after you put the rub on. Then you wrap them for 2 hours. That comes to two. We put a little bit of liquid in there, maybe apple juice, to get it steaming and tenderizing. Then you unwrap them, put your sauce on them, and put them back on the grill for one. That's your 3-2-1. That gives the sauce time to caramelize in. Mm-hmm. It's a very simple process, very easy recipe.
Do you need expensive equipment?
Well, I'm in the smoker business also, and I would love to tell people they got to have one of my smokers, which isn't that cheap, but no, you can make good barbecue on anything from the cheapest to the most expensive. You know, it just depends on the recipe you got and what size meat your grill can take. But no, you don't have to go out and spend a lavish bunch of money to be able to do good barbecue with your family and friends.
Now, why do you keep winning these competitions? What makes your barbecue so good?
Started doing this in 1996, competitive barbecue, and I've always treated it almost like it's where it was my job. And I didn't just go out and do it for fun on weekends, just for the sake of doing it. Winning to me was fun. Mm-hmm. And it's always learning. I learn something every weekend I go out and compete about barbecue, about flavor profiles. And that's the biggest key is flavor profiles. And you always have to stay ahead of the curve. you know, what was winning last year as far as what the flavors that the judges were looking for doesn't necessarily mean that they're doing that same flavor profile this year. It's not really big drastic changes, but things just move forward a little bit in flavors that judges look for. I think judging on the show, Barbecue Pitmasters on Destination America, I think I'm a good judge because I know how hard it is to be out in the elements outside doing this type of barbecuing where it's almost got to be perfect. Mm-hmm. You're not in a sterile kitchen with all your utensils there, climate control, and you got sous chefs all around you to make these special things happen. You're out there on your own cooking meat over fire, and you got to maintain that fire, control that fire, season that meat, and turn out great barbecue. Mm-hmm. And I know how hard it is to do, and I always lean towards the pitmaster and giving him the edge. And most rubs out there are all basic rub mixtures. I mean, everybody's got the garlic powders, got the onion powders, and you got your paprika for color, and your salt, and your sugar, and your black pepper. Some of the flavors that people can add to it is something like sweet dried basil. It gives a real clean flavor to any ribs, any pork. I like to take honey powder. It's dehydrated honey. It's a product you can find online. Real great flavor on chicken. There's always ways to be basic, which barbecue should be, like we talk about with a basic rub, but there's always ways to enhance it, to make it your own, to give it your own stamp. And doing those little tricks of a flavor that gives it your own stamp, but it also picks up and makes it a special dish for your family and friends. The challenge of the writing of the last book was just having time to get it done. Mm-hmm. But the first book was more direct, more about basic barbecue. A lot of the recipes in my first book, Smoking, was about competition that you can still use at home, too. The second book was more about things you can do a lot quicker. It wasn't recipes for whole hog or whole shoulders, stuff like that. It was quicker things you can do when you got home. You know, barbecue shouldn't be experienced just on special occasions, holidays, and when you got a whole weekend to kill. Mm-hmm. It ought to be something you can do when you get off from work, or if you did have a weekend where you did some bigger meats like the Boston butt or the whole pork shoulder or the whole brisket. It's got recipes in this new book for leftovers, things that you can do with leftovers. You know, there's just so many barbecue sandwiches you can eat for 2 or 3 days, and you hate to throw all that meat out, but just pick it up, make it into something else, and use that barbecue. Go out and buy the book from the Winningest Man in Barbecue, because I ain't going to tell you no lies about barbecue.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
American celebrity chef Myron Mixon, who's an author on TV and everything grilling and smoking. I'm Lillian Wu, Fox News Radio, and this is Fox and Food.